noticed when listening to jazz music that certain musical chords can give you a feeling of resolve and peace, almost completeness. But oftentimes, right before this feeling, the chords may feel tight and unusual, almost out of balance. Well, in musical theory, these feelings are associated with tension and resolve. Understanding tension and resolve is an important aspect of both music theory and of life, isn't it? Well, this meditation from Ecclesiastes chapter 7 will help you better understand tension and resolve, the cycles of tension and resolve in your life, relationships, and even in your walk with God. So to begin your meditation, just settle into a place of resolve for a moment. Just relax your body and your mind, your gaze even. Begin to feel tension resolving in these moments. We will be together for about 15 minutes, but let me mind the time. So continue now in this space with a responsive reading from Proverbs chapter 14. Respond with, O Lord, help me dwell in safety. Whoever fears the Lord walks uprightly. Respond now, O Lord, help me dwell in safety. A fool's mouth lashes out with pride. Respond, O Lord, help me dwell in safety. An honest witness does not deceive. O Lord, help me dwell in safety. The mocker seeks wisdom and finds none. O Lord, help me dwell in safety. Stay away from fools and respond, O Lord, help me dwell in safety. So pause here now in quiet, safe reflection as God resolves the tension in your heart. Let this continuing time of silence move without effort into a time of reflective, resolving prayer. A prayer sitting in the tension of this moment, knowing God is aware and able to resolve. Spend a moment now to encounter God silently in your way and from your heart. Continue to become even more aware of God and His Spirit and His Son through your breathing now. With each slow, deep breath, let your eyes begin to blur until softly closed, just focusing on nothing here but your breathing. Notice the tension as you breathe in deep and holding it for a moment. Then feel your breath resolve as you slowly exhale. The tension of holding your breath and the resolve in releasing it. And as you exhale, whisper silently that God resolves. Feel the tension and then whisper silently, God resolves. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing as you whisper, God resolves. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of everything in and around you, your environment, and your body. Just encounter everything. What are you aware of right now? Do you feel tension? Do you feel resolve? Are you uncomfortable right now in any way, physically? Well, become more comfortable now as you experience that resolve. Just stay here, being present with God and centering on the truth that God resolves tension. Center on recent examples, too, of the blessing of resolved tension. Your mind will wander, but when you realize you've drifted too far from memories of resolution and are lingering still in tension, let that remind you to return without effort back to blessings. The process of cycling between tension and resolve will help you encounter Him today, so practice that now. Center on resolve and return there again when you wander towards tension. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflection from different translations. Fight the temptation to analyze it, but just be aware of the word. But do listen too for a word gift from the Holy Spirit. As you listen to Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9 from the New International Version. Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What lingers in your mind from this passage? Well, remain there for one moment. After pausing, what still remains from this passage? Let your mind wander towards tension for a moment. Then let the Holy Spirit guide you back to God's resolving love and care. Listen once again to a wider perspective, this time from the New King James Version. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. Do not say, "Why were the former days better than these?" For you do not inquire wisely concerning this. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Remain in meditation as you let those words linger. let your mind drift through the tension of worry and the resolve of hope, the tension of anger and the resolve of peace. Listen now to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. Be not quick in your spirit to become angry, for anger lodges in the heart of fools. Say not, "Why were the former days better than these?" For it's not from wisdom that you ask this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, an advantage to those who see the sun. For the protection of wisdom is like the protection of money. The advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of him who has it. So, resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remain with your eyes closed and just listen to some soft, smooth jazz. Some notes are discordant, holding tension, but then beautifully resolving into a glorious chord progression from minor to major. Feeling tense for a moment, then feeling complete as the resolved chord just washes over you. Notice it often then becomes tense once more. So rest here for a moment in that cycle, knowing the tension will resolve again and again. As you were present in your imagination, listening to discordant and resolving notes, discern God's presence in your life now, here. Are you experiencing moments or seasons of tension, seeking resolve, times of anger, worry, or loss, seeking resolve of hope and peace and recovery? Well, let this be a moment of prayer without words, but hearing God's resolving notes. Chords, not of tension, but resolve. Let his resolving care complete you now in this time of stillness. As you close your time, return to your breathing. A whispered breath of meditation. God resolves. Let the word resolve guide you today. Let it be your meditation throughout your day. And let me pray that you remember that God is willing and able to hold the tension of anger, worry, or loss and resolve those moments to times of hope, peace, and recovery. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that you ask or think, according to the power at work within you, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. In the days ahead, you will certainly have an opportunity to experience God's resolve in moments of tension. You might expect some disappointment if discordant notes linger longer than you wish, but in those moments, simply thank God for the reminder that those notes will soon resolve. You might also know someone who only hears tension when you hear resolve. Be on the lookout to help someone hear God's resolved notes. Help them hear peace when they may only be hearing tension. So when you're ready, step out to encounter God, both in the tension and the resolved music of life that surrounds you all day. Just listen for resolve today.